All right, jumping right in, we're tackling turbo subdomains today. You know SEO is important.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're clearly on top of it, wanting to know the latest and greatest.
Right.
So we got your notes on this, and honestly, it's intriguing stuff. It's all about T1 backlinks, which just for anyone listening who's like, wait, what are those again?
Yeah, gotta break it down.
They're those backlinks from huge GE sites. Like, think major news outlet.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
The ones Google just eats up, .edu websites.
Those are gold.
Gold, exactly. T1 backlinks, that's what we're after.
For sure.
And this turbo subdomain system, it seems to be playing right into what Google wants these days.
Well, that's the thing, right? Google's always moving the goalposts.
Duck face.
It's not enough to just cram keywords in anymore. They want to see you're the real deal.
Context. They want context, don't they?
Exactly. It's like if I'm looking for, say, the best tacos in Austin.
Okay, good example. Good example.
Google doesn't just want to see tacos on your page 1,000 times. They want to see that you're part of the Austin food scene.
You've got local bloggers writing about you. You're on those best of lists.
Exactly. And that you're getting those clicks, that people are actually engaging.
Because that's how they know it's legit.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's where these T1 backlinks come in. It's like a stamp of approval from the big guys.
This site, yeah, they're good. We vouch for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A signal to Google that you're the real deal.
And that's what Turbo Subdomains is going for, right? It's not about chasing down each T1 link one by one.
Oh, no, no. That's the old way.
This is like building your own little empire of authority, but online.
It's smart, too, because think about how Google works. They've got subdomains for everything.
Google Maps, images, all that.
So Turbo Subdomains, it's kind of mirroring that, wouldn't you say?
It's working within the system they already have.
And here's the thing. It's not just randomly throwing up subdomains. It's using AI to tailor that content, to make it something Google loves.
Which is kind of wild, right? Because the info you sent, it said Google's indexing this stuff super fast.
Almost like they're eager to get it out there.
Exactly. Makes you wonder if this was intentional, if Turbo Subdomains figured out a loophole or something.
Could be, but there's always that risk, isn't there?
Huge risk. Google changes its algorithm all the time. What if they decide, nope, not this anymore?
That's the gamble with any SEO tactic, right?
True, but especially one this bold, I guess.
But here's the counter argument. If Google's doing something similar, would they really penalize others for it?
Good point. It'd be cutting off their nose to spite their face.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not just about rankings, right? You said this can actually build trust with users.
Oh, absolutely. Because those targeted backlinks, they're bringing in people who actually want to be there.
They're interested in what you're offering.
And when they see that you're connected to all these other great sites, it builds credibility.
It's not just about getting them in the door, but keeping them engaged.
Exactly. And that leads to higher conversion rates, stronger brand loyalty.
The whole package.
It's a more sustainable way to build a presence online, you know?
Makes a lot of sense. Now, this is by a company called Turboware, right?
That's right.
Ever heard of them before?
They've got a good track record from what I've seen. Definitely worth looking into if you want to dive deeper.
And I'm sure people listening, they eat this stuff up.
Oh, absolutely.
So where can they find them? Just in case they're driving, can't write it down.
The website's easy to remember. It's https://turbosubdomains.com/gmer.
Perfect. But, you know, even with a system like this, it brings up a bigger question.
When is it?
Are we so busy chasing Google's algorithm that we forget about the human on the other side?
Oh, that's deep.
Because we can get so caught up in the technical stuff, the backlinks, the this, the that.
The tricks.
But at the end of the day, we're building for people, right?
We should be. That's how you create something meaningful.
Exactly. So it's about balance, isn't it? Understanding the tools, yes.
But not losing sight of the why.
Why, exactly? Why are we doing this in the first place?
Otherwise, what's the point?
Couldn't have said it better myself.